You know, most of the books about Woodstock don't talk about the music. They talk about the money and the changes in the business and the this's and the that's of how it came together. But they really don't talk about the music.
40 years after Woodstock, the festival still holds mythic status, especially among music fans. So author and FUV DJ Pete Fornatel opted to take the logical approach to telling the tale in a new book by talking to the people who lived it. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. It's been four decades since 3 days of peace and music, and 400,000 people made August 1969 a turning point in American culture. And it's been about that long since Pete Fornatel made his New York radio debut. So he experienced much of the Woodstock legend firsthand. But he digs a little deeper in his new book called Back to the Garden, The Story of Woodstock. Interviews with Roger Daltrey, Joan Baez, Richie Havens, and more form a sort of oral history of the festival, from the scramble for an opening act to Hendrix's final notes. And those are two performances Pete spoke about during an interview with fellow FUV host Darren DeVivo.
Originally scheduled to open was a group that's pretty much forgotten except for a bad VH1 movie, Sweetwater. But they were in a bus stuck in traffic. There was no way they were going to get there in time to open the festival. It was supposed to start at 4 p.m. on Friday. Finally, in that hour, John Morris, the stage manager, he went around to those musicians who had the least amount of equipment, somebody who could stand up there with an acoustic guitar and get the thing going. And the first person he went to was Tim Hardin. Tim Hardin hid under the stage. Said, no way you're throwing me to the wolves. And then Richie Havens happened to be there as well. He flew in on a helicopter, and, you know, he had a conga player, and actually I think his bass player didn't even make it. He was in the traffic and started walking to the festival and got there after Richie's set. But that is
We'd have liked to have seen the look on his face. Oh, we're finished already.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we're done. You can go home now.
But you can say that Richie Havens was not an opening act. He was an opening accident who just rose to the occasion. I think that's why he's become such a symbol of the event. That big sandal tapping on the stage and the performance of Freedom, which is the one we all remember, that he made up on stage because he had no more material to do. They kept pushing him out there because not enough people were around yet.
Freedom, 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 freedom.
Talked about the opening of the festival, I'll tell you a good one about the end of the festival. Just as Richie was not supposed to be the opening act, Jimi Hendrix was not supposed to be the closing act at Woodstock. Do you know who was?
No.
Roy Rogers.
Really?
Roy Rogers was invited to close the festival because the promoters felt that here was a baby boomer hero that everybody in the crowd would know, and they could sing along with a song of his to end the whole shebang. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
I never knew that. I just learned something.
Well, Roy turned them down. the mind wonders what it would have been like if Roy had done it instead of Jimmy. But then you think, happy trails on this side, the Star Spangled Banner on this side. I think the right thing happened that was supposed to happen.
Thank you.
Hendrix, The Star-Spangled Banner, and Stories of Woodstock from author and FUV DJ Pete Fornatel. Look for his book, Back to the Garden, The Story of Woodstock, published by Touchstone, and hear more exclusive interviews online at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.